Time for our daily chat with Pedro Grifol. Last night, we've seen a lot of these during this streak, unfortunately, games that are tight and then tack on runs late kind of put them out of reach.
Yeah, and we did our very best to to keep that game within distance of possibly coming back. We threw Wilson, who we thought was one of our best guys back there, to come in, and it just didn't work out that way. And reset and get back after it today.
As hard a stretch as this has been, you've been in baseball for a long time. Is there anything particular in your experience that has helped you kind of navigate through this?
I just understand, that I can't do anything about yesterday. I just got to, get here today and, figure out a way to see if we can get this thing done and try to get these guys prepared to execute on the field and not worry about what happened yesterday or the day before or the 18-game streak. There's nothing we can do about that. What we can do is get ready to play today and do our very best.
Yeah. You've talked about consistency of effort and persistence and all those things. When fans get upset about things, it's funny, in coaching speak and manager speak, a lot of times when you're going well, that's when you kind of put the hammer down a little more. But sometimes guys need a little pat on the backside, and these are those moments, right?
Yeah, this is not the time to be flipping spreads and doing all that stuff. I think that through adversity, I think true leadership it comes to the forefront through adversity, serving others, helping them, execute and just staying disciplined to our beliefs. And our beliefs are, come out here every day, prepare, work as hard as you can, and then go do your very best to execute. And if it doesn't work out that way, you really got to be able to flush it and come back and do the same thing tomorrow. But I think, flipping spreads and doing all that stuff, it would be detrimental to what we actually need to do, which is stay calm, stay resilient, stay disciplined, and just try to do our very best every day.
Luis Robert Jr. is 27 today, and that's always kind of a magical age. That's kind of the peak time, they say, for big league players. But I kind of feel like the best is still yet to come for him.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, he is just learning. I mean, he's obviously his tools are one of the best in baseball, but the library is still not even close to being full. It's getting better every single day. Every experience that he goes through, every at bat, every game plan. I mean, he's doing things a little different this year, which is going to be extremely beneficial for his career and his plate discipline and all that stff. So his best days are way ahead of him, and you'll see a superstar every night, a potential superstar, but I guarantee you that he's going to turn into the player that everybody dreams about when they watch him play on a daily basis.
All right, go get him tonight.
You got it. Thank you.
That's Pedro Grifol. You're listening to the Hard Rock Casino White Sox Network.